The biggest company you've never heard of.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Cheryl Glazer. Privately owned Koch Industries has just snapped up Georgia-Pacific for a cool $13 billion. The deal will make Koch the country's largest private company in terms of revenue, about $80 billion in sales a year. But what exactly does Koch do, you ask? The answer? A little bit of everything. The company's into oil refining, cattle ranching, carpet, Dixie cups, you name it. Walmart can't get a break. The retail giant came under fire from Christian groups last week for wishing shoppers happy holidays instead of Merry Christmas. Now a grassroots organization is taking aim at the low price leader, as Marketplace's Elisa Roth reports.
Walmart Watch partners with organizations like the Sierra Club and the Teamsters to protest Walmart's business practices. It's worried about things like how Walmart impacts the environment and how it treats its workers. This week, the group is organizing a series of coordinated events called Higher Expectations Week. Walmart Watch's New Wexler says there'll be screenings of the new documentary, The High Cost of Low Price, Walmart-themed sermons and town hall meetings. There'll also be actions at Walmart stores.
We'll be giving out flyers. We'll be talking with customers and employees.
Speaking from a Walmart store, Walmart spokesman Bob McAdam says he's not too worried.
Clearly, they have a number of events planned, but we don't expect it to impact our business or our customers or our associates very much.
He says they will respond to any factual errors presented during the events. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
When it comes to free trade, President Bush is thinking small. Earlier this month, he failed in his bid for an America's-wide free trade zone. So today, the U.S. begins a final round of talks with just three, count them, three South American countries. From the America's Desk at WLRN in Miami, Marketplace's Dan Gretsch fills us in.
The U.S. sits down today with three Andean nations, Peru, Colombia, and Ecuador.
The primary issues that are very far apart still are agriculture and intellectual property rights with respect to pharmaceuticals.
That's trade expert Stephanie Weinberg with Oxfam, a group that opposes the deal. The three Andean nations already get preferential access to U.S. markets because of their anti-drug efforts. The trade deal would make preferred access permanent, an enticing prize for a developing economy. But Weinberg says other aspects of free trade are less appealing.
Although the macroeconomy may look like it's growing, there are very few people that are benefiting from that.
The Bush administration says free trade is the fastest cure for chronic poverty in the region, and a deal would make these countries more stable for U.S. investors. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Out with the new, in with the old. AOL and Warner Brothers are teaming up to offer classic TV shows for free on the internet. We're talking favorites like Welcome Back, Kotter, Wonder Woman, and Kung Fu. The venture's called Into TV. It's the first time entertainment programs have been offered for free online, but of course, there is a catch. You'll have to sit through about 15 seconds of commercials, and you won't be able to record the shows. Investors are hoping for a rerun when it comes to Wall Street. The market ended last week in the win column. The Dow and the Nasdaq both put on 1.5% for the week. The S&P 500, it added 1.2%. This is Marketplace. 16 airlines have placed orders for the new Airbus A380 so far. Now some private individuals are kicking the tires of the world's biggest passenger plane. Marketplace's Brian Watt explains.
The list price on an Airbus A380? $292 million. Who has that kind of money to spend on a plane? Analyst Richard Abulafia of the Teal Group does not. While waiting for a commercial flight in Orlando, he offered an idea of who might have the cash.
The most likely customer would be from a place with a great deal of oil revenue and not a lot of transparency, so probably somewhere from the Middle East.
But aviation consultant Michael Boyd says whoever buys one will have a big problem.
It can't land a lot of places. You can go to maybe 20 airports in the world. It's a bauble that has very limited utility.
Boyd puts the cost of operating a private A380 at $15,000 to $20,000 an hour. In Los Angeles, I'm Brian Watt for Marketplace.
You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report from American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Toyota, designing vehicles with hybrid synergy drive for fuel efficiency and low emissions. More at Toyota.com. Toyota. Moving forward. And by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. Market data and news brought to you by Reuters. The facts without spin, as they happen. Reuters helps you stay in the know now.
This is Marketplace. I'm Cheryl Glazer.
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
U.S. accounting regulators voted last week to move ahead with an overhaul of traditional pension plans. The idea? Make companies give a more realistic assessment of the financial health of their retirement programs. Big news if you're a bean counter, sure. But Newsweek magazine's Alan Sloan says this could also have major implications for how millions of people save for retirement.
For the last 30 years, companies and accountants and regulators have all been sitting around trying to figure out how to do accounting for pensions the right way. And you could fill entire hard drives with data. There have been seminars, meetings, papers, conferences. It goes on and on and on and on. And the one thing that always happens is no matter what they decide, it always turns out to be wrong.
So basically, they're trying to find ways to account for this on the, you know, sort of financial books of a company and make sure that it's what does a company mean when a pension fund's properly funded, that kind of thing.
Right. What they're trying to do is to figure out what a company's real expense of a pension is in any given period and to subtract that from reported profits. The pension industry goes back and forth on how to account for this, and we've now had a whole bunch of embarrassments because back in the late 90s and early 2000s, just as pension plans were starting to fall into trouble, they were reporting surplus profits. I mean, pensions were actually helped reported profits even at the point where they were starting to get into trouble.
We went through all this with stock options, and they seem to have cooked up a way for accounting for those properly. And we don't see executives going without their stock options. Why can't they figure out for pensions?
Well, stock options are actually fairly easy because what you say is, gee, in this year, we awarded options, and the options had a market value of so many dollars, and that's the expense. But pensions are much more complicated.
Could we be looking at the law of unintended consequences, basically, that here are some folks, they're trying to do the right thing, they're trying to make companies' accounting more honest, and what they could end up doing unintentionally is helping defined pension plans go the way of the dodo bird?
I couldn't have said it better myself. Pensions are going away slowly. In many cases, if there's, say, a union contract, the company can't just by itself eliminate pensions. But pensions are vanishing slowly, and I think that adopting any rules that make pension stuff really complicated and will start affecting reported profits every quarter will just make it quicker. The dodo bird will be killed off a little quicker than natural evolution would suggest.
Alan Sloan is Wall Street editor of Newsweek magazine. He'll be back next week with another edition of the Sloan Sessions. American Public Media.
It's like a high-stakes game of phone.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.